SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Going to bat for Donald Trump, the Colorado Republican Party is appealing a state Supreme Court ruling that bars the former president from the state's primary ballot.
Jay Sekulow, a lawyer for the party, announced the appeal on his website. Mr. Trump is expected to appeal the decision in the coming days. The Colorado Supreme Court stayed its ruling on January 4th, or when an appeal is resolved with the nation's highest court. The U.S. Supreme Court has never ruled on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which the Colorado court found made Mr. Trump ineligible for the presidency because it believed he violated the provision's ban on those who, quote, engage in insurrection from holding office. Ken Lorman reporting.
The Michigan Supreme Court has refused to disqualify Mr. Trump from running in the primary in that state, and the former president applauds that decision. Colorado Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is switching congressional districts, moving her campaign across the state. She'll join a competitive GOP primary for the seat being vacated by retiring Congressman Ken Buck.
2023 was a controversial year in which she was embarrassed by a video of her misbehaving with a date at a Denver musical. After a tight re-election race last year in the state's 3rd district, she appears to have a better chance in the 4th district than a more conservative part of the state. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, weeks before Taiwan holds national elections, China is renewing its threat to forcefully annex the self-governing island democracy that Beijing considers a breakaway province. Israel continues hammering away at Hamas in Gaza, defying international pressure to agree to a ceasefire. Israel says that such a pause would only give Hamas time to regroup and rearm. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 59 points. NASDAQ futures up 46. This is SRN News. 2023 saw the United Methodist Church shrink faster than ever.
Congregations began quitting the denomination over its embrace of the LGBT agenda back in 2019. About 2,000 had left by the start of 2023. But this year, more than 5,600 additional churches abandoned the UMC. There's a big meeting planned in 2024 to formally finalize the schism, but one wonders if it will even be necessary. Everybody who wants to leave may be gone by then. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In an unprecedented show of resistance against Pope Francis, Catholic bishops in Africa, Poland, and elsewhere say they will not implement a new Vatican policy allowing blessings for same-sex couples. Many are fiercely criticizing it, with one bishop describing the new policy as a hidden evil. Some of the strongest responses are coming from bishops in Africa, home to 265 million Catholics, nearly a quarter of the world's 1.3 billion. This is SRN News. Bullets flew in a Florida home on Christmas Eve amid a family fight over who got more Christmas gifts. A 14-year-old is charged in the fatal shooting of his older sister.
Authorities say the gunfire that killed 23-year-old Abrielle Baldwin, a mother of two, rang out Christmas Eve in the Tampa suburb of Largo. She was heading to work while her two teenage brothers were still fighting.
They're having this big spat about what happened while shopping and who's getting what.
Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Galtieri says the 14-year-old threatened to shoot his 15-year-old brother.
Then moved toward Abrielle and shot her in the chest with a .40 caliber semi-automatic handgun.
And then the older teen took out his gun and shot and wounded his younger brother.
This is what happens when you got young delinquents that carry guns.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Wall Street, S&P futures 1 point higher. More details at SRNnews.com.